This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Is there, Rona Anderson, a specific type of dwelling that tends to attract this kind of activity, or is it just the luck of the draw, assuming this is luck?
Okay, so it could be a 1,000-year-old castle, and it could be a three-day-old condo building. It doesn't matter the age or where it is. Spirits are attracted to maybe some things that are in the building, more the older buildings, but they are attracted to people, to what they do, what their hobbies are, even what TV they watch. I came into my girlfriend's living room. They were sitting on a sectional. They were dressed in 1940s clothing, sitting on a sectional. She has this beautiful patio door, but beautiful red curtains on top of it, and they're waiting for the curtains to open. And I had to go over to them and say, you know, there's no movie being shown here today. And they looked at me, and the woman just smacked the guy with her arm, said, I told you there weren't any movies. Why didn't you check? And he said, well, you didn't tell me that. She said, well, you're supposed to check. They started an argument. Next thing you know, they left. It was like pretty hilarious.
Now, if you're in there and you're seeing something, if I walk into that room, will I see it too?
No, unless you're very trained at seeing spirits.
So normally then, if the spirit is invisible, I assume to most people, it's the physical effects they cause that make their existence known?
It's physical effects, but also, okay, so you know when you go somewhere and you get that hair on the back of your neck, or you get that feeling between the shoulder blades, you get that tingling or weird feeling, or even the top of your head, you get tingling or
right.
Something. You feel something is around you or near you and you can't see anything. Just like as if you're off in the woods and you think there might be an animal around and you're getting that heebie-jeebie feeling. So we get the same feeling sometimes when we're in a house or a room where there might be paranormal activity. I know some people get cobwebby feelings on their face, and there's no cobwebs or spiders around.
What about temperature? Like, you know, when people will say, well, there's a cold spot here, or I just can't seem to get warm. Is that something that people should be concerned about?
Yeah, the cold spot is the spirit is there and it's draining all that particular type of energy out of that area. And I had a cold spot when I lived in my grandmother's house in Barrie, Ontario, down in the basement where my uncle was as a fractured spirit, and it was ice cold. We had two vents going in there from the furnace, and it would never warm up. It was ice cold, and nobody wanted to be in there for more than a minute. They were scared. So, yeah, they do that.
When they're gone, then do people report that this coldness goes back to normal and their home is comfortable again?
Yep.
So this isn't just a matter of getting the right kind of insulation.
No. No, they wonder. Like, a lot of people don't think it's ghosts. They think that there's something wrong with their thermos. They just bought their furnace. They just bought their thermostat. They just bought their water tank. Why is it doing this? The vents to their bedroom are great. They're clear. Why isn't the heat coming through? Yada, yada, stuff like that. And, yeah, it is energy. It's energy that's being transferred from one thing to another.
Are the people who live in that dwelling or occupy it attracting some of this activity, or it's
probably
the luck of the draw? You think
probably.
Any particular type of person? Can we look into a racial background or some kind of family history?
It's not really anything to do with race, per se. It's definitely to do with the lifestyle of the family. If the family is very happy and the kids are running around and they're very noisy and all that other stuff, there could be people who have passed that used to grow up in that kind of family and they enjoy that energy. Or it could be somebody that has lots of libraries and shelves and they write and they draw or something, and that person's very directed to that person that has soft, calming energies and they just want to do quiet things. Somebody like somebody that plays heavy metal music in their basement. I've had a case like that where a guy showed up because this 15-year-old boy was playing heavy metal music. So he had a ghost that liked his music. However, the ghost was there for the music, but also there for the younger daughter. And that was not a good thing. So he had to go. The people in the house weren't aware of that until after I told them that. And that happens quite a bit, where you'll have spirits show up. Sometimes they'll be imitating children, but they're actually adults imitating children. And they want to get to the kids because they were pedophiles.
Okay, so what you're saying is that they can shapeshift then as well.
Well, they don't shapeshift. I mean, the kids might see a wispy outline of a kid, but the way they're talking, they know that it's not a kid. And the way the energy is, they're scared of that kid, of that energy. They know they're bad. They know they want to do something bad to them. Now, let me put parents at ease. The spirit can't do what we think they do to live people. You know, when they're alive and they do something to a live person, it's different. When they're dead and they're trying to do something to a live person, you know, it's kind of like sticking your hand in a snowbank. So you're not going to have much luck doing anything. So it's mainly the energy they're trying to send to them that, I don't know, I'm going to do something to you, so be really scared.
Well, there have been cases, however, and I'm not sure what you would, you know, what you think of them, where people have claimed that they have been molested by these evil spirits, and they've even moved and changed residences and had them follow them around. So I, you know, what do you think of those kind of cases?
Well, I know that the spirits are able to touch.
Right. I and then, that, yeah, there's the whole succubus thing, right?
Right. But they don't have a lot of power to do. Like we had one case where a man was in the shower and a male spirit came up behind him. And so he knew the male spirit was behind him, if you knew what I mean. And he got out of the shower. Now, the male spirit, he could feel him touching him, but he didn't do anything to him. But it could be constituted as an assault. So I have to really look into a lot of the paranormal cases when they say it, because sometimes they'll write it down as, I was assaulted, the spirit did this, did that. And then you find out, really, the spirit might have just pulled their arm. Or might have brushed up against their breast.
Right, but, and so it wasn't actually the intent wasn't as it was perceived, yeah, by the experiencer.
Right, right. And it happens more often, not to children, but to men and women who have been sexually abused.
Right,
they get,
yeah,
these spirits coming.
They've already
them.
Got that they're already tuned into that.
Yeah, well, they have a beacon flying outside saying, I live here and I've been abused, unfortunately. They really need to go into get counseling so they can get rid of that, because it would really help them in different ways.
Is there some sort of meditation and incantations people like that can work on for their own, to protect them, to put up sort of, say, a spiritual barrier or shield or bubble around themselves?
Well, they can put up I tell kids this especially, you can put up a thing like a uniform, like the same thing that a Star Wars trooper would have on, or just think of you in a room and then this iron bridge, iron door coming down and shutting off anything being able to come through. But people have to, it's like meditation, you'd have to go and practice this every day and not be scared, because if you're scared, the whole thing will come apart on you.
this is going to come apart on us if we don't stop right now for a few moments. More to come with Ron and Jean. And Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Now, obvious question here people are going to ask. We had a skeptic on last week, Brad Ranford. Friendly guy. But he's right. Not going to buy any of what you're trying to sell here. So the obvious question is, for someone like him, doesn't believe any of this stuff is true. He thinks you're just making it up, or maybe you are sensitive enough to people that you can get a good reading, a cold reading, as it were. How do you show them that, no, this is something strange is going on here, and maybe we should try to understand it better?
Well, on our website, theparanormalexplorers.com, we have photos and sound bites, and there's some videos on there. They show different things. I mean, the one case that we had down in Penhold, it's been on a couple of T&E shows where you've got a man and having his phone ring, and he looks and he's got messages on it. There's no thing that tells him where the messages came from. So he answers the messages and lists through them and then tells us that he's got to show us these messages. Well, at that point, I'm in the basement getting rid of these two spirits, male spirits, and they weren't very happy. And so he played the messages, and then I came upstairs, and Ben said, you know, you got to listen to these messages on the phone. So he played the messages, and the first message was an inhuman male scream going. The second message on his answering machine was a second male screaming differently, but it was a different scream. He should really listen to that, because everyone that's listened to that, they know that is not a human scream. Plus, they checked into the phone company and to make sure that, you know, was this maybe a trick played on us? Somebody did this? And no, they had no record of anyone phoning. There's no record of anyone phoning from this number to that number. There's nothing. The other thing was different pictures that I've had pop up. One at a birthday party where I'm taking pictures of a friend, and I took three or four pictures in succession, and you can see this creepy thing looking through the basement window at us, and it grows and grows and grows into some kind of weird Terminator animal beast looking through the window. That's pretty real. And then another one was, we went to a beer promotion. These 8-foot windows that were behind us, this thing appeared in the window. It's middle of winter time. And it looked like a lion head with a fur coat hood around it, and it's peeking in the window. And so it had to be 8 foot tall to do that. When I take pictures, they seem to want to be in my pictures. They love it, you know, because they know I really, really love the pictures that they're in with me. So we have tons of cases and tons of pictures that he can look at. And I have hundreds and hundreds of stories to explain to him why this happened and why that didn't happen. I have no problems with skeptics. I understand skeptics, but I'll tell you the one thing that skeptics won't do, and I can never get them to do. It's Fort Edmonton Park up here in Edmonton. They have different parts of their park of different ages. Like, there's the 1880 area. There's the 1907 area. The 1907 area and 1880 area have some very creepy houses. They do have some spirits in it. A lot of these houses were rebuilt. They're not originals. And I've tried to take one guy who was a journalist outside into the road to where another house was, and he refused to go, and he was a skeptic. And upstairs in the house we were looking at, which was the Perkins house in Fort Edmonton Park, is really haunted. Anyway, the photographer journalist came upstairs and in the one room took a picture and got this huge purple shrouded being come up. And he said, oh, my camera must have made a mistake. And I said, nope. I said, you got a spirit energy on there. And he was like trying to figure everything out that could have caused that. And then I think he realized that he really did get something. So when we're trying to drag him out to the rest of Fort Edmonton Park, there's no way he was going to come. So he is not a skeptic anymore. To pick certain places and say to a skeptic, I'd like for you to come in here with me, that's so much fun. It's just so much fun, especially when stuff starts to happen.
It actually must be quite an experience from a personal subjective point of view to have these sorts of visions of things going on. How does it make you feel afterwards? Is it, you know, can it be compared to, say, coming, you know, off of a stage and having that sort of a bit of a high that you've, or what does it do to you? Or does it drain you and you just want to go home and go to bed? Like, how does it make you feel?
It drains me a little bit, and I have to watch out because sometimes I can get a headache. I get extreme migraines, so I don't want it to go into the migraine thing. But, yeah, I'm fighting off some of the spirit's energy, not letting me get pulled into anything. And then, you know, there's sort of a little battle going on, I guess, with some of them. But, yeah, it's really weird. I'm going to tell you this other story really quickly here. There was a mother that called me into her house. Her son was gone away for a few days, and as he was taking medication for a certain mental condition. And she said to me that she's worried about her son. He's talking to spirits, and this is happening and that's happening, and I don't know what to do. And so I said, we went downstairs. I said, somebody have a heart attack down here? And she said, oh, my next door neighbor, that's my sister-in-law. She came in here and she had a heart attack about a week ago. And I said, well, I'm really picking her up. Like, she's alive, but I was picking up her energy having a heart attack, which was very scary. And then I went up in her son's room, and there was a spirit up there who was a anarchist, and he had on a all full leather, almost like a full leather arm protector cast thing. Oh, hello?
Yes, we're listening.
Hello, do you hear us?
Okay, so there's an anarchist from the probably 1930s, 40s. He had a leather armband on to protect his arm, and he was telling me that he was trying to get the kid to light fires. And I said, well, why? And he says, well, you know, we have to go out and protect the world, and, you know, he can help us. And I said, I don't think he wants to help you. And he said, well, he has. And anyway, I had to get rid of this anarchist guy because the kid was going to burn the house down, apparently. I got rid of him, sent him over.
Now we're going to go into more of that in our next segment. And we've got two more with Rona Anderson. And then, of course, she'll be on after the Paracast for Paracast Plus members. More to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's been a dramatic increase in outbreaks of COVID-19. The World Health Organization gave an update.
The pandemic is accelerating. More than 150,000 new cases of COVID-19 were reported to WHO yesterday, the most in a single day so far.
Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says half of the newly reported cases were from the Americas. Florida is one of a number of states that are seeing big jumps in cases. Governor Ron DeSantis says young adults are showing positive.
Last week, the median age of all the positive tests in the state of Florida was 37.
The state has allowed bars, restaurants, and some theme parks to reopen. Since that time, the numbers have gone up dramatically. More than 3,800 new confirmed cases on Friday. This is USA Radio News. The powerful U.S. attorney in Manhattan, who's been overseeing investigation into President Trump's allies, showed up at his office to work to find the attorney general there to fire him. Then Jeffrey Berman issued a statement saying he would leave after all. Attorney General William Barr says President Trump had ordered Berman out, but the president says that's up to Barr. The administration's push to dump Berman set up a clash with the Justice Department and one of the nation's top districts, which is now investigating Mr. Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Three Major League Baseball clubs have closed their practice facilities after players and others tested positive or showed symptoms of the coronavirus. The Philadelphia Phillies say five players tested positive for COVID-19. The Toronto Blue Jays closed up their site in Dunedin, Florida, after a player showed symptoms. And the San Francisco Giants facility in Scottsdale, Arizona, was shut down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is Micah Hanks of the Graylin Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, every so often, we run into real weird glitches with a Skype connection. So, for example, last time we had someone who deals with ghosts, they kind of disappeared for a second. With Rona Anderson, you don't hear it, of course, on the show because we fix things like that. We're professionals. But for a few seconds there, you, Rona, had vanished. Maybe you had gone into another dimension or something.
Yeah, only in my mind. Only in my mind.
Well, actually, this brings up a kind of an interesting point here. So when you were talking about these electronic recordings and messages that came in onto a cell phone, now, okay, when it comes to messages on digital electronics, we're not dealing with simple analog technology like a pen or a pencil on paper. No. Cell phones have processors in them with millions and millions of transistors on them. They work on digital principles. You don't get messages into them, let alone sound files, unless they're converted into digital form and there's a way of interfacing that digital technology with the phone. So now we're talking about a whole other area of what's going on here. And I don't think it's safe for us to assume that some afterworld spirit, especially a child or whatever it happens to be, has any idea how to be able to interface digital technology from the afterworld. This to me suggests very strongly that we're not dealing necessarily with some sort of entity in an afterworld, but some sort of clandestine technology that is able to interface with ours.
No.
because it can't be any other way. There is no. There's no possible way for a cell phone to get a digital sound or a digital message unless it's converted to binary. It's not possible.
The thing is, Randall, energy is energy. Energy creates energy. And the thing is with spirits can make your radio come on. They can come through your radio and talk to you. They can do this with a TV. They can do this with ghost hunting equipment. They can do that with my laptop here.
Well, this is the whole point, is the assumption that it's a spirit doesn't hold up in the face of what's required to make that technology work.
The reason it has to be the spirit is because when I was downstairs getting rid of these spirits, they were panicking because they didn't want to go, and they made those two messages on that guy's phone. So the two spirits that I was with were upstairs hacking into the guy's phone, trying to get him not, like, scaring him to tell us to stop doing it because he's too scared. But it didn't work because I kept proceeding to do what I do. So they were totally linked with the spirits downstairs that I was with. It was all happening at the same time.
I'm not saying that we're not dealing with an experience that seemed very real to you or was real. What I'm saying is that what we're interpreting it to be may not be what it actually is. Because, for example, again, you cannot get a digital signal or a digital recording to work through a cellular device unless you know how to interface with microchips. It just doesn't happen. And I don't even have that kind of ability myself unless I use technology. I know how it works. I fix computers. I deal with digital technology. So I know what has to take place. So for it to be some spirit in an afterlife to be able to interface with a digital device, they have to have digital technology themselves, and they have to know how to use it. So while everything is, it's true, can be converted to energy, they have to know how to do it and what way to do it in order to get it to work with a cell phone, and that requires knowledge of digital communications.
They just pull through the wires.
Putting what through the wires is the question. You have to be able to convert it to ones and zeros in binary code, right? So we're not talking anymore about somebody who can just sort of magically think it into a phone or a picture or like pick up a pencil and draw something like that. It's very, very complex, and it is beyond the ability for most people, even technicians who deal with this every day, to be able to understand and comprehend exactly what's going on within a microchip and a microprocessor. It is really complex stuff. It's not something that any ghost from the past, alone a child, is going to be able to know how to do. So something else has to be going on. But we don't know what it is.
It's not from another world, let me tell you.
We don't know what it is. We just know that it can't be what you're maybe interpreting it to be when it's that kind of evidence that we're talking about. It has to be something else. There's no other explanation that it can be.
You have to listen to the video and listen to the screaming. The other thing is, when I was at these people's places that had the poltergeist in Penhold, they also had, I had my camera, and they had the infrared camera set up, and a half weird ghost face appeared in the camera very quick and went out, and I managed to get that and cut it and make it into I don't know if it's a 3 or 4 minute reel, but I had to do slow-mo so people could see the face, and nobody would have been able to see it if I didn't slow it down. But they can come in to anything. They can come into a talking doll. They can go into an Elmo doll. We had a spirit in an Elmo doll, and he was saying things Elmo's not supposed to say. they were operating an Elmo doll. They can go into any kind of mechanical thing, any electrical thing, and they can either work with it or they can bugger it up so you can't use it anymore. But they love to drain batteries.
That is a really common thing, isn't it? Yes. Our former co-host, Christopher O'Brien, has had some experiences like that where they were on location filming with, you know, the big cameras with the big batteries, supposedly all freshly charged, and they all just died. Like, they just would start to go one after the other.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not saying this to try to claim that they're not real or it can't happen. I'm just saying that whatever the explanation is for it, it's people who are, you know, if we're assuming it's some deceased person who's gone on to some afterlife, where do they get that kind of knowledge and that kind of technology to be able to interface with those things? This is a really big question, and it leads me to believe that we're not necessarily dealing with what we think we are when we're looking and experiencing these things.
I just think of them as they're spirits that are being mischievous, because that's what they're doing. They're always mischievous. A lot of these spirits are ones that haven't crossed over, so they can do all this stuff. They find out how to operate something, or they create an atmosphere that they want, and if you don't go along with it, then they try and do something to get you to go on board, and if you don't, then they get mad and they start, you know, where are my glasses? Where's my pen?
This is really interesting too, because it suggests that they're trying to evoke behavior from us. In a way, they're trying to get our attention. If they weren't, then we wouldn't be having the experiences. So, you know, there's always this aspect of, well, let's do this thing and see how the people react to it. That I think that's pretty interesting in itself. That's kind of suggests another thing to me that if what we're looking at isn't necessarily what we think it is, that it is a phenomena that is studying us to see how we behave when we're faced with these images and imagery.
We've got more experimentation to explore in our next segment with Gene Randall. Rona, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
An interesting variation, Randall, that we're being tested by what? Who's testing us?
Good question.
Did you guys want to talk about the UFO thing, or...
I think maybe we can get into that a little bit, because this is sort of what I'm hinting at, but we can do that in after the Paracast. We do have some questions in our forum from our regular listener and forum participant, Farlig Goldstein. And he says, hello, Rona. Could you please describe in detail how you personally know that you were actually communicating with a sentient spirit? Okay, so, yeah, we've through some of that. Is it by EVP, or is there some kind of direct reception of communication? And if so, what is it like?
Great. Good question. So what happens is I will go into some place and immediately – my left leg will have tingles in it, usually in the upper thigh. So I know that there's spirit here. And I will go down the hallway or I'll go down into the basement. And I can usually feel that the spirits are outside the building because they're really, really scared of me. They know that I'm going to send them, cross them over. And a lot of them don't want to cross over because they think they're going to hell, which... there isn't. And I'm not going to get into religion here, but everybody goes to the same place. So I go in and then all of a sudden I can sort of feel the back of my neck tingle and in the center of my shoulders, there's a thing. I'll close my eyes and I will do a meditation asking for if there are any spirits here. Can I please see or talk to you? Blah, blah, blah. I have a whole little spiel that I do. And then some of them will hide behind a door. You can see one in the corner. Some of them that are very, very aggressive will come right out in the open. So what I do is I write everything down. I write the descriptions of them down. I write down who they are. I write down why they were here. After this is done, so I can tell the homeowner, well, this is who is in your basement. And a lot of times I get an acknowledgement or a confirmation that this is exactly what they were experiencing. So how I see it's real, well, because I've been seeing them since I was 3 years old, so I've been seeing them for 60 years, 59 years, so
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got a lifelong experience, and I think there is something to be said for personal experience.
Yeah.
He actually has four questions. We might need to get to a couple of those in after the Paracast. But there's another one here that I've seen him ask our other spirit investigators. And I find it kind of interesting. In your understanding of the spiritscape, he calls it, are there spirits that you deal with that were never human beings to begin with? In other words, are there non-human spirit entities that coexist with humanity? And if there are such non-human spirits, how can you tell the difference between them and those you perceive as human spirits? Could such non-human spirits impersonate human beings who have lived and died? So I think maybe he's getting at the idea of maybe angels or something that is maybe predates humanity that exists in the spirit realm.
So that's a good question. So there's been a bunch of times when I have gone to places and I've seen literally a seven, eight foot angel. And they are guardians. They're protecting who's doing what inside and not letting anything come in. And then I've seen, guardian angels. I've seen, special high-end beings that come in when children do not have any family, spirit children do not have any family to come and get them. I see high-end spirits come in to carry the children back into the light. And these people are just, they're higher beings. When I'm not doing, the spirit, rescue thing, when I'm just in a place where there are spirits that are not human, the one that I've seen with their insects with people's heads on them, they're almost like fractured spirits. And I'll tell again what fractured spirits are. They're spirits who have done something upsetting, traumatic, wrong, horrible, heinous, whatever, to another person, another animal, or a group of things. And when the main person who did it dies, all these other things will attach to them and they create them into some kind of unearthly spirit. Still, there is some human in them, but they're going to cross over looking like that. When they get to the other side, they will clean them up. They won't look like that on the other side. What are the other spirits that I've seen that I didn't think were human? I've seen what I call fractured spirits, and like I said, none of them look human at all. A lot of them look like blobs, actually, that I've seen, with stuff in them, like pieces of animals and legs and arms and drug needles, paraphernalia, knives.
That sounds very grisly, doesn't it?
Yep.
You know, just painting a word picture, folks, here, there will be no pictures of this, no drawings on our site about this. Or maybe we should. We'll, you know, some people just like to look at weird things.
What was the other question?
Well, we've got a couple left, but I don't think we have time to cover them before the end of the show.
Okay.
So we'll get into those on after the Paracast. We've also covered some of the content in them as well during the show and in our other questions and comments. So
Right. Probably
the thing to do is tell us if you've got any upcoming shows or what your future plans are and where people can find you, that sort of thing.
Well, I would like to be on some other podcasts. It almost seems like an hour to 2 hours is just not long enough for all the cases. Like, I've got tons of cases, like tons. You guys haven't even touched on not even an eighth of them. But, yeah, I would really like to. We're waiting to hear. There might be another television thing that wants our Penhold Poltergeist video to show on there. We have had TV shows approach us for that. I have a book that's come out with Rhonda Parrish called Eerie Edmonton. It talks about all the haunt places in Edmonton. And I myself am writing a book about my experience for the last, I guess, 60 years in the paranormal community and all the things I've seen besides spirits, writing about how to help people with paranormal phenomena and how to handle it.
So your website is located at?
www.paranormalexplorers.com.
Okay. We have a link, by the way, on our site, paranormalexplorers.com. So we'll continue with that. And by the way, she will be back, and we'll talk more about this and also some UFO stuff on X, the Paracast, which is available to members of the Paracast Plus. You can find us on Twitter. If you look for the Paracast, you can check us out. On Facebook, we're still on there despite all the crazy, wacky things happening on Facebook. We also have branded merchandise, 4 different logos, throw pillows and shirts and cups and saucers. I don't think we have saucers. It's still a work in progress. Check it out, theparacast.shop. Once again, that's theparacast.shop. Also, we want you to join up with the Paracast Plus, where you get the After the Paracast podcast, where discussions continue. And you see with Rona Anderson, we've just scratched the surface. We barely started, so she'll be back for this weekend's After the Paracast and future episodes. And we'll have her husband come on over and maybe provide some more information. We'll be happy to have him do that. If you want to know more about the Paracast Plus, go to the Paracast.plus, the Paracast.plus. We also offer a version of this show that is free of the network ads with better quality audio. And prices start at just $1.50 a week. That's American dollars. So I'm not going to convert to Canadian. I think it's $2 and change or something. But pretty cheap. For the Paracast Plus, go to theparacast.plus. Rona Anderson, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you for having me.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.